You're listening to DVD Talk Radio.
To obviously get a show, and then it, or to be in Hawaii, of all places, but to arrive and suddenly have, you know, 14 and more, now, of course, because of the directors and the crew and everyone, this whole family to develop relationships with and friendships with, it's been the greatest gift of all of this has been that. And I miss them. I want to see them. I just got back, you know. And
what did you do during hiatus? And did you spend any of that time in Hawaii and enjoying the surf, beach?
Gosh, unfortunately, I did not. I wrapped. The last day I wrapped on Lost. The next day I was in Vancouver on set working on a movie, Whisper, which is coming out in February. So I did that. I did 8 weeks on a movie. I did a which was filmed by Dean, you know, DP by Dean Cundey, the original kind of horror. He did The Thing, the original Fog, Halloween, and then, of course, Apollo 13. He won the Academy Awards, but he wanted to get back to that. So I did that. That was amazing. First-time director, all that. It was scary to step out of this role and to do something else when I've finally gotten a job and gotten comfortable in a character. That's a scary step.
Sure.
But I'm honored that I was able to even have the opportunity.
So I know you shot all day and everything, and your schedule is quite busy, but do you have time to enjoy Hawaii at all? And what do you enjoy doing most?
Of course. I love Hawaii. I enjoy Hawaii even driving to work sometimes. It'll bring tears to your eyes. If you just look around, it's amazing. I don't want to leave. I love L.A. and I love the rest of the world, but you know what? Right now, I don't love anything but Hawaii. I'm ready to stay here.
Yeah, actually, why do you think that this show travels so well internationally? I'm from Spain, so I'm interested in knowing why.
Spain! It's Spain. You want to follow me in Spain? I love your accent. I personally think it travels so well because it's such a character study about core issues as human beings. And that translates. And, you know, it's such a diversity in cast, and the story is core. It's about starting over, starting a civilization, being ripped, everything you know and have become comfortable with in your life and the patterns that you fall into have been ripped away from you. And now you have to start over as a human being. And that translates. I don't care what country you're in.
So do you learn from the character? I mean, you said that you have to, you know.
Absolutely. I have no choice if you're going to. I mean, that's my philosophy as an actor. If you're going to transfer, really, you have to live it. You have to live it so people can take the journey. If you're not taking the journey, then the audience is not taking the journey. And through taking the journey, you can't help but learn. You learn things about yourself, about humanity, about other people. Which is why I'm an actor. It's what keeps me inspired. I mean, a day like today, I'm like, oh my God, where'd that come from? You know.
And what about now the other side? The other flip of the coin would be the recognition and the fame. How do you deal with that? And getting to know the effects of it.
It's a process, honestly. Because here's the beauty of it is most people are just giving you love. Right, if they love the show or hate the show, it doesn't matter. I like both. They're just expressing emotions that have stirred up in them, which is why I got into this to start with. But the flip side of that is, I'm a private person, and I have my wife, and we love our private time, and it's hard. That is, I'd be lying to say that is not a transition. For me, I mean, no one cared before. Now everyone cares, and it's a little overwhelming. But like I said, it's mostly positive. And I feel like later, when I'm able to use it for something positive, it will change what it is right now. Right now, all I have time to do is work, right? And be bombarded and adjust, right? But later, I think, I feel if you have a platform, if people are listening, you have a responsibility, And I want to do something positive with that, and I hope to in the future.
And on a lighter note,
stop. We need a round.
I just
need
to do one real quick,
and then I'll bring him to everybody.
Just, I don't want to sweet. Two things. I'm going to just say, get ready, looking into the frame, and then say, 25 is cool. Two things.
Okay.
Just for you two.
Get ready.
Great. That's perfect. Thank you, Josh. Thank you.
Pleasure. Pleasure. Thank you.
What's challenging about Sawyer is there's a lot of traps in playing a character like Sawyer. He's very flippant. He's very sarcastic. He's this and that. There's a lot of great one-liners. If you play that, to play it, it's bull. It dies. It's flat. It has to come from a self-loathing, it has to come from somewhere. And then the most challenging part of that is to discover where that came from and live it. And if you don't live it, then no one else is. And it becomes one-liners, it becomes sarcasm, it becomes a cliche. And that, for me, has been the biggest challenge. I don't want... people look at me and accuse me a lot of being a cliche right away without me ever opening my mouth. So it's natural for me to... I want substance in life, and I want substance in my work and in this character. And so the vulnerability and the willingness to discover where that is in me has been the hardest challenge.
Now, with the first season, you were kind of winning in the love triangle.
Okay,
however, yeah. Now with the addition of Michelle Rodriguez, there's a whole nother... there's a whole nother... And, you know, your position of power is going to kind of be torn. How do you kind of look at that as, you know, yourself and as sort of the character of how you will react to that?
Okay. Well, first of all, it's the perception of people that he's winning... But the way I see the actual journey is, yeah, he may be winning in the moment because that's what he does. That's how he functions. I'm taking it. I'm winning this one. He's a con man. That's what he does. And he cares for this person, so he's really pouring on every trick he's got. But in reality, and what is connecting him so much to Jack and makes him have to do it is because he respects the guy. He wants to be honorable. He wants to be have something to offer. And he knows he doesn't right now. And so, yeah, he may be winning, but he's not.
So you think it's going to raise his game?
No, it's going to tear his game apart and make him be faced with the reality. That's why he's doing... He doesn't know that's what's motivating him, really. But that's where the reality of it. I think to play a villain or more a bad guy, whatever you want to call it, you have to come from a place... No one is born a bad guy. You just... person has been hurt a lot, and so you develop a defense mechanism that works, a way to take your power, but it's not a true power, and that's what this island is making him face. That's all being broken down, and he's like, no, I don't want to let that go, right? But that's what he's been faced with.
I'm going to get him in there. We're going to do photos, and I'm going to get him inside.
Right.
Sorry.
You've been listening to DVD Talk Radio. Find DVD Talk Radio online at dvdtalkradio.com.